Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you.
Don't you touch my safety bar.
What was that?
Sorry. Whee!
Guys, it's a late night here in the graveyard, but we are ready to bring you a milestone episode.
It's been a while since a milestone episode.
A true milestone episode, Craig. What episode is this?
It would be episode number 80.
80!
I can't believe he knew it. We should have come in with some heavy metal.
You're my knight in shining armor, and I love you. Wait, that's lady.
We needed some Whitesnake or something.
We did. Unfortunately.
Pour some sugar. Oh, no, that's
poison.
That's Def Leppard.
We did consider talking about.
Not Ben Hagar.
Okay, Joe Dirt. Let's get this thing going. We did consider talking about all things 80s at Walt Disney World. Yeah. But
that would be a short list.
We decided to get something better.
Outside of the All-Star Resorts better? Area.
You may recall back on episode 40, we named 40 snacks at Disney World that we think are worth giving a try. Today's episode, we try to do something unprecedented, and we're not even sure we can do it.
Yes.
I'm not sure. I don't think it can be done.
We're flying by the seat of our pants.
We are going to give you 80 free things to do at Walt Disney World.
All in this one episode?
80 free things to do. And what do we mean by free, Derek?
I think we're going to have to name things, like, individually.
Like, ride this bus?
Yes.
That bus?
Or toilet paper in this area?
Now, let's
toilet paper. Like, you have to pay for that at certain places?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Now, let's say this before we begin. We're not doing anything inside a park, I do not believe, because, you know, Club Cool is one that gets thrown around a lot because you can get free drinks. But, technically, once you get into Epcot, Illuminations is free, the rides are free, the shows are free, so... We wanted to challenge ourselves, and so nothing.
I think you've set us up to fail.
Nothing we say is going to take place inside a theme park. I don't know if we can do this.
I'm saying I'm going on record before we even start that we can't.
We can, boys. I have faith.
I do too, Craig. That's Derek's been outvoted.
Derek, what happens if we don't get it?
I'm pretty sure. I know.
It's our show, so
people don't know this, but I am in the cattle business.
So you've got a prod. That you're ready. Okay.
Did you buy that from Clint?
Oh, man. This is going to be fun. Let's get going because we got 80 things to list.
All right.
So we need to get started.
Let's go.
Start us off, Craig.
Will this be a two-parter?
Nope. One-potter.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Because we're not going to make it anyway. So.
Okay.
We
all
are
right. Number one, as soon as you get off the plane, I'm going to take the Magical Express over to Disney World. That's free.
Yes. The Magical Express. Now, again, you can say... Technically, it is included because you're having to pay to stay at the Disney Hotel. But hey, we can't make all those exceptions. Yes, free transportation from MCO to your Disney resort.
Derek,
number two. You got a grin on his face.
I'm going to say a boat. I can ride a boat from one place that has a boat to another.
So how about the friendships?
Okay.
How about the friendship boats over in the Crescent Lake area? So you can take a boat from Epcot over to Hollywood Studios.
How many boats is that?
I don't know.
At least five. So that goes two through six.
No.
You can't do that.
But that is
that's a
fun
good try though.
That is a fun little ride. Have you guys ever been on those friendship boats?
I did that this past trip.
It's a pretty area to walk around.
I don't have any friends.
Guys, you're going to like this one. I'm going to say the...
Skim right over that.
That's because I don't have any friends. That's why. You just skipped right over it.
We don't let Craig wallow in self-pity. I'm going to say the resort pools. I think the pools are a great option.
Well, how many of those, Derek? That's what, 15, 20?
I know.
I think the resort pools are a great.
We're halfway there now.
I mean, obviously, you're paying for the hotel, but still, spending some time, and we've talked about this, to enjoy the pools at your hotel. They're elaborately
technically
themed.
You don't have to pay for the hotel because you can go get in the pool. Nobody even know it.
Some of them you can. That's right.
Yeah.
You have to scan in at Art of Animation.
And you also have to scan at the beach club.
At Pop, you don't.
They're cracking down on that a lot more lately.
So, All-Star, they probably don't have a clue.
Definitely don't have a clue. Please come to the All-Stars. Please give us your business. Craig, what about a number four?
I'm going to take a loop around the monorail.
Monorail ride. Yes, the monorail is a completely free ride. And Mike Smithson's favorite ride,
yes.
Let us not forget.
Yes.
The World Series champion we interviewed back on episode 70-something. I don't know. It was so long ago. We're now in the 80s. What else, Derek?
Okay, my turn. I'm going to go with, you'll be shocked, they will give you samples at Ample Hills for free.
Free samples. So you can just go in there.
Sample fudge?
And?
No, ice cream.
Oh, sorry.
So you can just go in there and get a free sample of ice cream and not even have to buy any.
It's not much, but...
How many free samples will they give you?
I don't know.
Until they run you out, I guess.
I guess you could try everything once.
Could I have a sample? Will it be like a scoop, two scoops? Is that
I guess you could go out and put on a different disguise and come back in. We used to do that at mall food courts back in the day. Me and a couple friends. It didn't work too well.
The 99-cent mustaches didn't work?
No. Number six, I'm going to say Yeehaw Bob. Derek, you've been to Yeehaw Bob. Do you have to spend money to go see Yeehaw Bob over at Port Orleans Riverside?
You do not.
They probably want you to buy a drink or a
snack. But I've watched him from, there's a hallway that I've stood in and watched.
And that's great quality entertainment.
And that's kind of creepy, though.
That's a great, hey, we didn't say these weren't. They may all be creepy. Kind of like Derek swimming around at the bottom of the Art of Animation pool.
Trying to find where the music's coming from.
So, checking out the musical stylings of Yeehaw Bob and all his antics over at Port Orleans Riverside. What do you got, Craig?
I'm going to do something we did first time us three went to Disney is explore the hotels, go from a hotel, especially during the holidays.
So, you're just lumping all the hotels in? Well, oh, no.
Can I not do that?
Sure.
You said pools.
Okay, so resort hopping, is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just looking at the lobbies and looking at different things that we haven't done. Now, you can break that down on other things at the hotel. I'm just saying going from one, especially during the holidays, looking at the decorations.
I do like that. So holiday resort hopping.
Yes.
To be specific.
Yes.
Okay, I like that. Holiday resort hopping. We did that this past December. It's great, especially in the monorail area.
Mm-hmm.
I got one. The Chippendales Campfire Sing-Along over at Fort Wilderness.
Is that free?
I do believe it is totally free. You can now. I think you have to pay if you want to make s'mores, but I do think that you can sit and you can meet Chippendale and sing along with them and enjoy the music. Yeah, that's a free event.
Okay. Around your pool area, typically, you're going to have the Movies Under the Stars. And those...
Oh, yeah.
They showed Meet the Robinsons one night where we were there.
Yeah. I know at the French Quarter, they put out in the quad area. Do check your resort map and see where those are at. It's a fun little activity, especially for the kids at night. Craig, we're now ready for number 10. We're almost an eighth of the way there.
I think, and this is something I haven't done yet, but I'd really like to do. I was reading about this. I'd like to go see visit the City of Celebration.
Now, that's a pretty short drive, right?
Yes. And it's right there around Disney, and it's kind of the idea of Epcot, what it was originally supposed to be. And they said just a small little city, got some great little restaurants and movie theater and some other shops and things like that. But just to go see that and kind of see how neat that would be.
I like it. Derek?
Hey, I got one.
Oh, Derek's got one. He's excited.
Oh, that's a good one. We've mentioned pools.
Yes.
But we did not mention towels at the pools.
Uh-oh.
That's a good point.
You get free towels.
You can't. No, they're not. You can't tell them you take it with you.
You can't.
But
you can use it around property.
You can.
Yeah.
You can borrow one.
We took it up to our room.
Yeah. You can borrow one. Take it into the park.
You can.
You can. Yes.
Yeah.
So
I've got another one.
Hold on.
Craig is on fire.
What number are we on?
Hold on. Now I'm ready to give you number 12.
Okay.
I'm going to say we did mention pools, but we did not mention the hot tubs at the pool.
And the hot tub.
Can I get a hot tub? Yes.
A time machine.
Not the time machine.
So, yeah, I mean, nothing like a good soak in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy the hot tub. A hot tub and a pool are two very different things.
Yes.
Two very different things.
All right.
Hey, we're trying to get to 80, people.
Number 13?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to do something that you guys probably haven't thought about because you think you got to pay to do it, but I would watch fireworks.
Oh, where from, Craig?
A great place would be on the beach of the Polynesian.
So Magic Kingdom fireworks.
Magic Kingdom fireworks.
Yes, free.
Now, if I get inside the Polynesian, I would probably be eating there. But if you can get there and kind of watch them from inside there, yeah, over where the Aloha Isle is, mm-hmm, and those, that would be a good place.
And that could apply to all those Magic Kingdom resort area. I mean, you can even see a little bit from the Wilderness Lodge. And while I'm at it,
okay,
I will go ahead and name the next one.
This will be 14?
Yes, this is 14. The electric water pageant that goes around Bay Lake. We've seen that a couple of times. Totally free. And, yeah, it's highly entertaining. It's worth your time. Great soundtrack. Doesn't cost you a dime.
Nice.
Derek, what's next?
We are going to take the kids to Matthew's favorite spot, Disney Springs.
Yes!
And we're going to go play in the Legos at Disney Springs.
That's right. They do have a big Lego center where totally clean Legos your kids can play
with. That's right.
No germs on.
Guaranteed not to be sneezed on.
Guys, I'm going to keep moving here. We on, what, 16 now?
Yes.
16. We talked about Magical Express, but we didn't talk about the other buses. We can ride those buses from place to place. That is totally free.
That's true. And if you're looking,
who doesn't love testing public transportation?
Hey, if it's free,
you don't have to test it. But again, if you park, say, at Hollywood Studios, and you park hop over to Animal Kingdom during the day, just take a bus back over to Hollywood Studios. So yeah, even if you're not staying at the hotels, you can use those buses.
Yes,
it's a great point. I was just going to say, take a walk around a resort area. Maybe walking from Epcot to Hollywood Studios, maybe walking you can walk from the Polynesian over to the Grand Floridian there along the lake. I think there's a lot of different good places just to go for a walk and check out Walt Disney World and explore it on your own time. It doesn't cost you anything.
Okay. Derek, only 62 more to go.
I told you we're not making it, guys.
We are going to make it. We're almost a fourth of the way there.
Almost a fourth, and yeah, I'm already having trouble.
Go ahead, Derek. What do you got?
Over at Fort Wilderness. You can go see the horses over there.
Nice.
I'm not sure what that place is called. Triple G? Not Triple G Ranch. What is it?
Some kind of horse place.
Okay. I'm gonna stay along those same lines, Derek, for number 19, and I'm going to go over to Animal Kingdom Lodge and go look at the animals in the zoo. Not the zoo, but the savannah. Yeah. So that's 18, and that would be, that's a lot of fun too. I mean,
it is. That's a good thing to do if I know we did this one time. We were going to the Christmas party that night, and we didn't have tickets, so we went over to the Animal Kingdom Lodge and we looked at the animals. We ate at Sanaa, which did cost money, but yeah, you can go over there and check out the animals free of charge. And it's like, you know, why even go to Animal Kingdom?
Right. Yeah. Number 20, Matthew.
I'm going to say this, and it's something that we did this past December, and that's over at the Wilderness Lodge. You can do the Wonders of the Wilderness Lodge tour for free.
Wow.
It's about an hour-long tour. Now, our guide kind of cut us short because we were the only family there, so he gave us about 15-minute spiel and then gave us a handout. But still, if the larger group is there, that's not every day of the week, but I want to say like Wednesday through Saturday at 10 a.m., 9 or 10 a.m., you can go and he will give you a tour of the lodge, a tour of the villas and history behind the lodge. It's pretty neat.
Well, we can stay over at Wilderness Lodge and see the geyser go off.
For free?
For free, yes.
For free, yes.
It goes off, what, every hour?
Yes.
I believe.
I think at the top of the hour.
Waking hours?
Yeah. Maybe it takes a break, yeah. Old Faithful it is.
So is this 22?
We are ready for 20. Oh, no. Craig got 22.
I would sit on a bench and listen to Taylor Swift. No. I would get some celebration pins. You can do that from the lobby of a resort. You don't necessarily have to be in a part to
the
get
buttons.
That.
It's
the buttons. So whatever you're celebrating, get a button, and that would be great.
Hey, and you don't really have to be. Doesn't really have to be your birthday to be celebrating your birthday
or anniversary, or. But you can get the first time at Disney or graduating, or I mean, they have the blank pens you can fill in for yourself.
And another thing that you really can't control is sometimes people will throw in free stuff for you if you're wearing those pens.
Correct.
If you're in a restaurant and they see that, hey, it's your anniversary, they'll give you a free dessert sometimes.
So that's 23.
23. I'm going to say.
No, that was 23.
I thought that was 22.
No, I said the pen, but then you said they threw something in, so it'd be 23.
Oh, of course, yes. Free stuff for celebration.
Sneaky.
Yes. I like it. Number 24, then, I'm going to say Hidden Mickey Scavenger Hunts. A lot of the hotels,
ooh,
you can go
yes.
up to the front desk, and they will give you a sheet. And it's really good for your kids to kind of help them want to explore the resort. I saw some people doing it at the Wilderness Lodge a few months ago. Two parents and their kids, they were looking for all these, and some of them were tough. But I think a lot of times if you finish those, they'll give you a pin or something like that. So Mickey, Hidden Mickey Scavenger Hunts. Derek, number 25.
Okay, I'm going to do something that Josh brought up in one of his. That's going to be photography. I enjoy taking pictures.
Good.
And there are some scenic places around the resorts and all that you can get into and not be asked to leave in a hurry anyway.
That's a great one, Derek. Very good.
I need to get my camera back out. I haven't done that in a few trips.
That's one of those things too. That I like photography just on my phone, but I like in the days and weeks after the trip, I'm able to go back and revisit those and edit those pictures, and it allows the trip to kind of drag out in a good way. Craig, number 26.
26. Guys, you may not be familiar with this, but you can actually park your car for free at Disney Springs.
We're parking now?
You can park your car for free. We always talk about you got to pay to park, but you can park for free at Disney Springs.
Park free at Disney Springs. Can you take a bus from Disney Springs to the parks?
You can.
No, do they do
not.
That? But you can you take can it to a resort and then hop on.
Wait, do you have to take it to a resort and have to be staying at the resort?
No.
Now,
anybody.
Now, sometimes, you know, if you're going to Magic Kingdom, I've heard of people doing this. They book a reservation at the Contemporary at like the Wave. They park there and then just walk over to Magic Kingdom so they avoid the parking. So let's just put parking shortcuts as something that's for free.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to say you can play Pokemon Go around Walt Disney World for free.
Goodness.
Now, I have never done that, nor will I ever, but some people, that's for a while, that was a pretty big deal.
Sure,
it's still there. So you can play Pokemon Go around Walt Disney World for free. Derek, what's next?
What number?
28.
28. We're not making it, boys.
Craig, I think we're rolling.
I think we're just
not making
steamrolling.
So if we're in the resort in our rooms, you've got to turn on your TV some.
Uh-huh.
So you've got Must Do Disney.
Must Do Disney.
Is it Stacy?
I mean, yes, Stacy. Must Do Disney is a must do in and of itself.
So
for our family it certainly is.
We did not watch Stacy any.
Well,
all we watched was Disney Junior.
Trip ruined. Trip ruined. Craig, number 29.
You know, I talked about earlier about going around during the holidays and seeing the different resorts. Well, you can also go down to the go around to the different resorts and see the entertainment. Like at French Quarter, there was some guy playing and singing in the lobby when we were there. So you can go around to those and enjoy that.
That's a number of different ones.
Yes.
And speaking of that, I'm going to piggyback off of that, Craig. Number 30. How about the boardwalk? Going down to the boardwalk, there's a lot of street performers going on and things happening down there. It's a great.
Have you ever seen those?
I have not.
I have.
Is it
pretty good? Yeah, they have.
And it's free.
They have magicians and balancing acts. It's pretty neat to see.
So similar stuff, kind of like you'd find in Epcot.
Yeah.
Only now you're not having to pay for it.
Absolutely.
I mean, people talk about
why even go to Epcot.
People talk about Disney World being expensive. This is all free.
We're at, what, 30?
Yeah. We got 50 more to go.
We're not making it, boys.
Come on, Derek. You got it.
What's up next, Derek?
We're going to head over to the Grand Floridian. I think Craig tried to take in all the live
things.
I don't think that's quite fair.
Well, I think he just referred to French Quarter.
Okay.
We'll see.
There's a big band. Isn't there a big band that plays over at the Grand Floridian?
Yes, the house band there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go see them.
All right, 32, I'm going also to the boardwalk, and I'm going to watch a live performance at the ESPN restaurant whenever they're doing
the ESPN club.
Yes.
A live performance or just watching the big game?
Sometimes they have like broadcasters there actually at the restaurant doing some broadcasting. So
I like it.
I would go. You don't have to eat. You don't have to do anything. Just sit in there and you can watch that.
Perfect. I'm going back to a resort that Derek was at recently, Art of Animation. They offer free character drawing classes there at Art of Animation. You know, they used to offer that in Hollywood Studios, but now you can just take that in for free at the resort itself. So I look forward to doing that whenever I do stay at the Art of Animation Resort again. Derek, number 34.
It's my turn again, huh? I'm going to... Something I'm trying to talk my wife into is you can take a DVC tour.
And they give you...
And you actually get something out of it.
Yeah. Extra fast passes.
Wow. You get fast passes.
That's a good one, Derek.
And sometimes they actually give you a Disney gift card. I've heard of some people actually getting like a $100 Disney gift card from it.
So they're trying to bribe you.
They are. It's hey, if it's legal.
Well, good one, Derek. Look at he said we couldn't do this, Craig.
I know.
Honestly, that was the last one I had.
What do you got, Craig?
I like it. Downtown Disney, Disney Springs, they have the big performances sometimes there on that big stage. I know last time I was there was a huge high school choir or something just performing. Yeah. So that's absolutely free.
Yes. I'm going to say holiday character greets, meet and greets at the deluxe resorts. A lot of times at the deluxe resorts, you can meet Mickey and Minnie or Donald and Pluto, especially in the days leading up to Christmas. At the Polynesian, we saw Mickey and Minnie meeting. Sometimes I think they do that for Halloween, sometimes even 4th of July. But you'll see those at the Contemporary, the Beach Club, Grand Floridian, different places. And just anybody can go in there and meet those characters without having to pay anything. You hop in line and obviously it needs to be on a holiday, but you can meet those characters free of charge.
All right. I would go down to Ghirardelli's.
Ghirardelli, yes.
Ghirardelli's and get some free samples of chocolate.
And they do.
Nice.
That's what I would do.
So we are ready for number 38. I'll go ahead and throw that in there. When you're at a resort or in the Disney Springs area, stop and ask for a free cup of ice water. Free ice water. Cool off from the heat. Get you some free ice water. Now, you can get this in the parks, too, but we said we're not going in the parks.
You can you have to stay at a resort to do this, but usually you can rack up on toiletries if you stay at one of the resorts. You can get soaps and shampoos. Now, last time we stayed at Port Orleans, French Quarter with you guys, they actually had the dispensers on the wall. So
they are starting to go away from that.
Right. Yes. But until then, you can get free soap and shampoo, shower caps, I guess, things like that. I don't know.
Pins. Oh, that's the next one. That's number 40.
What?
The free pins that you can write with.
Yes.
In the hotels.
In the rooms?
The pins and the notepads, yes. The Walt Disney World pins are great, and they are free. Just take them with you. Yeah, I guess you could take them with you every day, and whenever the maid comes back in, they'll replenish it. Well, guys, that takes us through 40 different free things to do at Walt Disney World. So halfway home, guys.
41.
Derek, we can do it.
Here's 41 for you guys.
We're not making it.
Autographs. Those are absolutely free.
Now, are you talking about the autographs that you get from the free characters outside of the parks?
That's what it have to be, because they can be inside the parks.
I give a free autograph.
Autograph from characters you meet.
I guess you can also get autographs from like a Yeehaw Bob or street performers or things like that.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to...
Derek has another one.
I finally found one I like, and there are running trails. I know there's one from Port Orleans Riverside to French Quarter or vice versa, whichever you want to start at. Various ones.
Are those still sponsored by New Balance?
I don't know if they still are or not. I know they used to be.
There's another one around Crescent Lake over in the Boardwalk area and the Beach Club Yacht Club. There's a big one that goes from Fort Wilderness to Wilderness Lodge, too. Yeah, running trails. That's definitely something big.
Right. They're free, and run Disney events are not free.
That is true. How about going to down to Disney Springs? And you know what? I'm just going to window shop. I'm going to go into the World of Disney store and look around there and try to go back home and get online and see if I can find the stuff cheaper than what they were selling it for. So I think the World of Disney store, just perusing it, and along with the other Disney stores down at Disney Springs, is a definite plus.
Can I say, what is our next number, Matthew?
44.
All right. Can I say that for 44 Magic Bands?
You certainly can.
Free with purchase?
Free with a hotel stay, yes. Yeah. Yep. Because so, you don't get them if you're not staying. So it's just a perk thrown in for staying at the hotel.
Yep. Right.
Sorry, I found that. Tri Circle D Ranch.
He was finally figuring it out. The Magic Bands, that's a good one, Craig. What else you got, Derek?
I don't know how many of the resorts have this, but I know I've seen it over at Beach Club. They have a sand volleyball court.
Yeah, sand volleyball.
Of course, you have to provide your ball, so I don't know that that would be free. I guess they might have.
I think they do rent that stuff out to you for free.
Okay.
I think. Like at All-Star Sports, they have ping pong tables sitting out, and I know you can just go and get paddles. And
yeah, but you have to purchase the balls.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yep, they're like.
Well, that's lame.
LeMay.
That is LeMay.
So.
Well, let's just say hypothetically we took our own volleyball, deflated, and then blew it up.
Yep. I like that.
Yeah. Craig, you got any more?
I would say pack a lunch and have a picnic.
A picnic.
Like on one of the beaches or at around the lagoon anywhere.
I like it.
Grand Floridian.
We're digging Polynesian. Deep now. A picnic lunch on the beach.
I wanted 80 things.
I like it.
We're still not going to make it.
Oh, we are definitely
going
to
make it, Derek.
Let me say this. Enjoying the smells of the hotel lobbies. How about that? I think you can spend an entire day going around and gathering scents from the hotel lobbies.
That's a lot better than walking around with me and me saying, hey, guys, smell this.
It definitely is better than that because that's the alternative. So I'm not saying touring the hotels. I'm just saying going on a resort lobby scent escapade. How about that?
Okay.
The scents of the lobbies.
Number 48. I have one. I'm going to say order a free Disney planning video.
Do they still do those?
Yes.
I think they send you a link now. But I like it. Well, and you can go on YouTube and find all the old Disney planning videos, too. So that helps you plan your trip for free. Number 49 here, I'm going to say go to easywdw.com and download Josh's touring philosophy and cheat sheets for all four parks, because that will give you a map of the park and really an easier to read map of the park than Disney's going to provide. And in conjunction with that, Derek, what else can you get for free?
Well, if you don't want to print off Josh's, you can get a park map in the lobby.
That's exactly right. Craig, what do you have for big number 50?
Number 50, here's what I'm going to do, guys. I'm going to go over to the Polynesian, go in the lobby, and get a lei. Absolutely free.
Do they give those to everybody?
If you go in there and ask for it, they will. Aloha, ahala. I don't know what I just said.
Nobody does.
So Craig is going home with some free swag from the Polynesian. I like it. Derek, you got any more? Only 30 left, guys.
Can you believe
we can do it?
We can do
this. We are not making it, boys.
I'll go ahead and do 51, too.
Go ahead, Craig. Do it.
I'm going to go get free Wi-Fi anywhere I want to.
Free Wi-Fi, Derek. You didn't think of that.
In the parks, in the resorts?
Yes, sir. Free Wi-Fi. Go, I want to update all my apps on your server for free. That's a good one, Craig. Y'all are clever guys. I got to give it to you.
How did that one make it this long?
I don't know. Number 51. Here we go, Derek.
Available at most resorts are the kids' playgrounds.
There you go.
Bingo. And the kids do enjoy those.
And Boone got to play with the Nemo in the Nemo section at Art of Animation and really enjoyed it one night. So highly recommend that you go and wear your kids out over there.
Going along with the ladies, Matthew, over at the New Orleans Square, you can get Mardi Gras beads.
In Port Orleans?
Yes, and we actually got those when we stayed over at French Quarter.
Port Orleans French Quarter beads.
Yes.
I'm going to say take a nap in a hotel lobby. If you're in the Wilderness Lodge, sit there in a rocking chair in front of the fireplace. Take a lobby. Go over to
take
the,
a sleep aid.
Go to the Polynesian, sit in one of those comfy chairs, listen to the luau music, take a nap. What's next, gentlemen?
What number are we on?
54.
54. You can also, Matthew, if you buy something in Disney Springs, you can have it sent back to your hotel room for free.
Yeah, use that free shipping feature back to your hotel so you're not having to lug it around the whole day. Number 55, I'll just go right ahead. The kiddos can watch Mickey Mouse cartoons in the hotel lobbies for nothing, for free. We ran into this at Beach Club. We were waiting to be seated for our Cape May breakfast, and Bruin was able to go and sit in front of the TV with some other kids and watch those.
Well, that's nice.
And make some new friends as well.
Okay.
What do you got, Derek?
I'm going back to the Grand Floridian again. I found somebody else that plays music.
You are big on the Grand
Floridian. There's the pianist. There's a piano player.
Yeah.
And there is the Society Orchestra, so I'm getting in two different ones.
Both of those.
Yep.
Yes. Guys, we've talked some about the picnic on the beach, fireworks from the beach. Why not just take some toys and go out and play on the beach? Let your kids play on the beach.
There you go.
In the sand. Build a sand castle.
Are they not going to play when they're...
Build a sand castle.
Are they not? Yeah, look, are they not going to play?
We're not
when
talking about picnicking. We're talking about dedicated beach play.
A picnicking? Oh,
dedicated beach play. Craig, what do you have next?
What I have next is I'm getting ready to leave, but yet my Magical Express is not here yet, so I'm going to freely check my luggage in until I get ready to leave.
Checked luggage, yes, and they'll make sure that gets to the
or just to store it until I decide to get
That's
it later.
Two separate things.
So, checked baggage?
Derek says two different things.
And yes. Number 59 then would be store your bags.
With Bell Services.
With Bell Services. We did this recently in July. We dropped off our bags. We went to the park. We came back, picked them up. That is a nice feature. And let's say this too. Clearly, it's expensive to stay at a Walt Disney World hotel. But look at all the things that we have listed that they include in that hotel stay.
Still not 80.
I think it makes you think that it is a better value than maybe we give it credit for.
I think so.
It's time now for number 60.
Derek, we're 20 away. It seems like
that's
just
it.
A few minutes.
21 more. 60 away. 21 more. That's all we need.
We ain't making it, boys.
Matthew, I've got one.
What do you got, Craig?
Let's say I get a boo-boo on my knee. I can get free first aid.
Free first aid? You mean you get a free Band-Aid?
I can get a free Band-Aid.
That is wild.
And a lollipop probably to go with it.
You think they'd give you a lollipop?
I hope
for free?
So.
Man. Oh, man. I got another one. 61. Free stickers. They're giving stickers out everywhere. When you come into a hotel, when you're up at the lobby, when you're going into a park, free stickers. The kiddos love them.
You know what I can do for 62? If I've got a kid like Boone's age, he gets everything free.
Oh, free kids. Yes. Well, they're not giving out free kids.
No,
but yes, anybody under the age of 3, no, doesn't have to have a park ticket.
No.
Not charged for a meal plan.
No.
It's not even like they're in the hotel room. It's like they don't even exist to Disney.
And I don't think it's
I mean, really. That's, like that's how they view them.
So
that's a great... How did that make it all the way to 62?
I don't know.
Wow.
Kids under 3 go free.
I like that one. That's why we've been going so much lately.
Yes. Got to cash
free.
Out, man. That's why I'm in the process of negotiating, trying to get us another trip before Keegan turns 3. All right, so that is 62. Man, Derek said we couldn't do it, Craig.
I know.
I still stand by that.
No. Number 63, and this can apply for places like Pop Century, Art of Animation, All-Star Sports, Movies, Music, photo opportunities with larger-than-life-size characters. So you have these huge statues, say the Art of Animation, of Lion King figures and car. I mean, the Cars area alone, you can get so many photo opportunities.
My favorite spot Art of Animation was
Would you
cars.
Not say that meeting Cruz Ramirez, which is just a steel car at Hollywood Studios, they used to have Mater and Lightning McQueen, you can do the same thing over at Art of Animation for free to meet everybody from the original Cars movie just about. So photo opportunities with large larger than life props. What else y'all got?
Okay, I found one. It's the Waterview Park at Disney Springs. It's a mini amphitheater overlooking Lake Buena Vista. And it says they can have various entertainment from DJs to Spanish guitarists. So I don't think that's the same one that Craig mentioned earlier.
Is that where the harpist is now at that used to be at Animal Kingdom?
I don't know.
Let's hope he lives on.
You see.
I've got another one, Matthew.
Uh-oh. Number 65. Here it is.
This is a freebie as well. If you are staying at a resort and you want Mickey to give you a wake-up call, you can get that for free.
Free Mickey wake-up call. I like it.
I don't like that.
You don't?
You don't like to get wake up.
I don't. Yeah, I'd prefer to wake up on my own.
Hey, Derek, time to get up.
Hey, you left Matthew sleeping in the lobby. You didn't tell him what your room you were in. And so now he stayed there all night.
He couldn't find
He's
out.
He's super angry.
He's not smart enough to figure out just to ask what room you're in.
That is funny. There is also, I'm going to say this one too. I mentioned the campfire sing-along at the Fort Wilderness where you could meet Chip and Dale. There is also a campfire and movie sing-along at the Beach Club and Grand Floridian. You do have to pay for s'mores, or for a s'mores kit, but you can just show up and enjoy those campfires and the sing-alongs at the Grand Floridian and at the Beach Club. There's a lot going on these beaches.
Okay. I'm going to say Raglan Road. You don't have. They always have live entertainment. Always, just about every night they have live.
But don't
entertainment.
You have to like buy a drink of some kind?
No, you could hear it walking by Raglan Road.
That is true.
It's loud enough to hear, or you can stop in their gift shop and listen to the music.
That is correct.
So you can act like you're going to buy something.
68. That's a good one. It's a good one, Derek. 68.
We're kind of sidestepping Craig. Some stuff now. Guys, I'm really surprised we've made it this far.
Well, we are not giving up now.
I'm still saying we're not making it, but I'm just...
I have one for number 68. According to what I'm reading here, there is a butterfly garden. There's one at the Contemporary Resort, and there's a garden outside the outpost at Fort Wilderness. Butterfly Gardens. If you are a butterfly person... Go and take in some nature at the Butterfly Gardens. I've got another one. You can go down to Disney Springs. They do have some carnival-type games, and you can cheer on other people who are playing and encourage them to victory. You yourself don't have to play, but sometimes the cheering can be even more fun. So, I've got that. So here we go, number 70. Some of the resorts have sport courts that you can use for free. Derek mentioned volleyball. I'm going to say tennis. It says you'll likely need your magic band to check out some of this equipment. But a lot of times they don't charge you for that. So play some tennis on your... I'm thinking of the Contemporary of the Boardwalk Resort. Play some tennis. That's number 70. Only 10 left, gentlemen.
All right. 70. I'll say 71. And I don't know that I'd be interested in this. But it says here that you can get hula... dancing lessons?
Yes.
I like you hadn't done that,
I think
Derek.
I've got... My hips are too tight for that.
So hula dancing lessons at the Poly?
Yes, at the Poly.
I think the next time we go, we need to sign up for some free hula lessons.
Something that we've done before in the past, and once we purchased it on a previous trip, we had pins, so you could pin trade for free once you already had pins. And most of your cast members are wearing pins, so you can trade those pins.
And a lot of people really get into that, make it a hobby of trying to upgrade your pin. I've done it just a little bit, trying to find pins that Bruin would like, and it is kind of fun.
And at some point, you'll spend money for that. But
there was a woman in Epcot one day, and you know that lights up at night,
yeah,
on the ground. She was in there, and I bet she had 8 books of pins, and people were just kind of going through there like a swap meet and trying to trade with her.
Wow.
And then I saw her later, and she had them all packed up. And
number 73, I'm going to say, I mentioned the pools at the very beginning. Poolside games. A lot of times during the day, there's trivia games. Mm-hmm. There's Marco Polo type games. There's all types of games going on, and kids can really get into that. So,
yeah, so
those games are free to participate in.
And oftentimes I've seen you can use your hula dancing lessons to win the hula hoop competition.
That is true.
74, we're not making it, boys. But I do have one more. I'm good for one more.
Just
one? I took advantage
just the one
of this at Art of Animation. And that was free life jackets at the pool.
Yes, more pools. Yes.
Because Rachel did not want me to drop Boone in the
deeper water. Oh, I thought the life jacket was for you.
That would be...
Sorry, I meant to say Boone took advantage.
Yeah, can you get a free adult life jacket?
I don't think they'd fit. I guess if you put one on each arm, you could do it that way.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to stretch out on one here.
Oh, imagine that.
I'm going to say there are places, especially in lobbies, where you can plug your phone up and charge it for free. Does that count? Can that help?
So now you're wanting to take their electricity.
You're getting free electricity. Yes, free charging stations. I'm using air quotes.
They charge you for the chargers.
That's for the fuel rods.
Right.
So yes, free charging stations at certain points in the resorts. Going back to the pool, I keep coming back to the pool. Some pools have free cabanas that you can use. I think of the cones in the Cars Land section of Art of Animation.
Mm-hmm.
They had some at the Boulder Ridge pool over in Wilderness Lodge that you could use for free if nobody was using them. So, you know, you go to a water park, you're going to have to pay for that stuff usually. But here you can get them for free in a lot of resorts. We are down to the final four. There are only four things left that we have to name. What are you going
now,
with?
Now, I will say this, too. Again, this may be cheating, but
because you
have to purchase something to start with. But if you happen to lose your balloon or you drop your ice cream, they will give you another one for free.
That is true.
But you have to purchase.
That's
actually, you can get free balloons in the lobby. You can ask them for a balloon, and they'll give the kids a balloon in the lobby.
Really?
Yes.
Very basic balloon. I did not know that.
Yep.
Well, that's a nice trip. Nice trip.
Nice trip for the tip.
It's getting late.
Well, I will say this, that since Boone has actually received, I don't know if I should really mention this now that I'm thinking about it, but I will.
Go for it.
It was extra magic is what we received. He received a plush Stitch at the Polynesian.
Nice.
For free. And he received a plush Mickey from... Olivia's.
You're getting all kinds of free plushies. That's awesome.
What number is that?
That's 77. And I'll just kind of lump this in with that. We stayed at Caribbean Beach. They gave Bruin a free plastic pirate sword and an eye patch. So I think the free toys that they look to give to kids, that's not something they have to do, but they do it.
You know, a lot of times we tip the mouse keeping very generously when we're there every day. And sometimes they'll leave animals made out of washcloths, things like that, that you can take with you. I mean, that's a free gift from them to you. So that's another freebie there that you may not think of. And if you've never done that before, you need to always tip your mouse keepers, and they will take care of you.
Yeah, great. Decorative towels.
Yes.
Very good. That was number 78. We are down to number 79.
That didn't work for me because I've declined mouse keeping the last few times.
Yeah, usually if you decline them, they're not gonna be very nice to you.
Animal exploring. We did mention the butterflies, but looking around your resort, seeing wildlife. You'll see all kinds of wildlife at your resort. You'll see birds. You'll see ducks. Uh-huh. You'll see critters and rabbits and
lizards.
Creepy crawlers all over the place. Lizards. Oh, man, there's lots of lizards. So, yes, animal exploring. And, gentlemen, that brings us down to number 80. Boy, we have stretched the barrel pretty thin. The candle's wax is melting. It is almost down to nothing but the wick. What do you got for our final one, Craig?
You know, is it still a flicker in there?
You'd have to be inside the park, though. I was going to say your rider swap ticket, that's free, but you have to be inside the park in order to do that. So let's see here, guys. We have to end on a good one. Derek, we could probably go to 200. I mean, we just got so many ideas.
Matthew would love it if we went that far.
Let's see. Just one more.
I've got it.
Good, because I ran out about 30.
Derek,
now,
are we going to make it?
You have to be fortunate enough to stumble upon this. It happens a lot in the parks, but it will happen outside the parks. Janitors using their mop bucket to draw a face of a character, artwork with a janitor on the pavement.
I've seen that specifically at both both Port Orleans resorts.
There you go. And ladies and gentlemen, those are 80 free things that you can experience at Walt Disney World.
I can't believe we made it. And to the listeners, I apologize.
Well, it's been a fun ride through 80 episodes. But guys, I am tired.
This has not been a fun ride.
So let's... but now the listeners... this has not been our longest show in history, but we have given the listeners 80 things that they can find for free.
That's crazy.
At Walt Disney World.
Congratulations, guys. That was
congratulations to us. But we're not done yet, because now we have to go with everybody's favorite segment, Grim.
Grinning.
Greatness.
Sorry, we're so tired.
We are that 80. Tired. I'm just going to ask the question real quick. Guys, out of all these 80 free things that we named, what do you think is the best value that you get? I mean,
they're all free.
I know, which one do you think is the best free thing that we have named? I've got the list right here if you need to look at it.
For me, I'm going to go... Well, you answer it first, Matthew.
I think, for me, just looking over this, there's so many good ones. But
not after like number 50. There's probably not.
So many of them tie into the resorts, but I'm just going to say overall resort entertainment. I think the fact that you can go and get a completely different experience at a Port Orleans or a Boardwalk or a Contemporary, the resort entertainment, those resorts do a great job of just transporting you to different places. So I think that's probably my number one.
I'm going to say probably for me, and again, you're probably actually paying for it in the long run, but I'm going to say for me, it's your luggage being back at the airport at home when you get there, mm-hmm. and you're not fooling with it, or the luggage being in your hotel room, in your resort room once you get there. I think that's, for me, that's the greatest free thing of all of those.
Very nice perk. Very, very nice perk.
Derek, this should be an easy one for you and your three-year-old child.
Yes.
What?
You mean his 2-year-old child?
Two-year-old child, yeah. Sorry.
Since I do have my 2-year-old that is free for everything right now, I'm going to have to say with that, that's definitely the best value for me.
It has been for how many trips?
How
many trips has he been on?
7. Good. I can't remember.
You're sticking it to Disney. Take that, Disney.
Yeah. We're saving all kinds of money.
At least 6. I'm thinking 6, maybe. Okay, maybe it's 6.
Wow, that's
awesome. I know he went 4 last year, and he's been twice this year. So, yeah, 6.
That's awesome.
And he won't remember one of them.
Oh, sure he will.
Yes, he will, because he remembered Country Bear.
Bingo.
And Zazu.
It had bears in it. And Zazu.
Guys, this has been fun, but we're going to head on out of the graveyard. Listeners, thanks for sticking with us.
I don't think we're supposed to be in the graveyard this late.
This episode is going to take me 4 days to edit. Listeners, you can go to Disney World, you can save money, and have a great time. And as you do that, be sure to...
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your...